Do not be afraid. That seems to be the first thing that always comes out of an angel's mouth. Do not be afraid. Be ye not afraid. Do not fear. Fear not. However you choose to translate it, however your translation has it to read, it seems that angel voices always begin, before they offer the message, they always begin with a holy invitation to lean into courage and not give way to fear. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. That's what the angel Gabriel proclaims in today's reading. The angel comes to this young, engaged, yet unmarried peasant girl named Mary. And after the angel tries to help Mary lean into courage, he delivers this very odd, holy, terrifying, amazing news that if she's open to God, that God would be born through her. But before any of that message, first we hear, don't be afraid. In the Gospel of Matthew, the angel delivers this do not be afraid message to Joseph. The angel encourages Joseph toward courage. Joseph hears this very awkward truth about what is happening to Mary, his fiancé, and how this soon-to-be husband, he was being called to be a father on earth to a child that's not biologically his. He was being called to name this baby and to adopt him as his own. But first, do not be afraid. The shepherd, we'll hear the story of the shepherds this evening in worship. The shepherds, they hear these words as well. There they are, they're in the field, they're doing their job, they're minding their own business, when suddenly brightness breaks open the night sky and an angel appears. Don't be afraid, the angel calls out. Then the angel tells of the birth, and a birth that is good news of great joy for all people. But first, to those shepherds, be not afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't fear. Fear not. These are Christmas words for sure, but they're also some of the most powerful words in Scripture for your life and for my life. These are words not just for Christmas Eve. These to be afraid. And these words, they speak in direct opposition to the world in which we live. A world that just floods us with fear and worry. Fear of death. Fear of aging. Fear of being left alone. Fear of violence. I was reading the news just this morning on my phone, and Apple News, the app that I normally scroll through to read the news, I saw two stories about churches, one in the Middle East and one in Indiana, who had made the decision that for worship today, they needed armed guards in order to be safe. Fear of violence. Fear of people who look different than we do. Fear of people who believe differently than we do. Fear of people who worship differently than we do. There's fear of not having enough in this world. Fear of losing what we have. We live with the fear of war. The fear of terrorism. And then there's always the fear of the unknown. The fear of what if? I read that there was a telegraph message delivered before We had telephones, and a daughter sent a telegraph message to her parents, and the message read, "Start worrying. Details coming later. Fear of the unknown, of what may happen. Fear of feeling helpless in the face of our world's problems. The fear of not being good enough. The fear of never being good enough. And perhaps even the fear of God." And I'm not talking about a biblical fear, which means reverence for God. We should all have that. But being afraid of God, scared of God, terrified of God. I was at a meeting several months ago with another pastor from Powhatan. It was Vera Ryan who preached here on our pastor switch day. And I met her actually down at MCV, at the hospital down at VCU's campus. And she's just working as a chaplain there. So I met Vera there, and I kind of thought we were going to have lunch together, but she had already had lunch. So after our meeting, I was thinking of where I could eat, and didn't want to eat in the hospital cafeteria. So I was leaving the hospital, and I noticed the food trucks parked out close to the hospital there, and all of the lines. So I got in one of those lines and bought my lunch, and it was a nice day, so I found a bench, a park bench. It was right, I think, in front of the Valentine Museum, right there close to the hospital. And I was sitting there having my lunch, and I noticed turn the corner coming down that street, and it came by several times while I was sitting there. It looked like a UPS truck, an old model UPS truck. And a guy was driving the truck, and he had on a suit, and the truck looked like it had been taken to somebody that would paint a carnival ride, because on the truck there were these images of fire and people in the fire, and there were speakers on the truck, and it was playing music, and there were Bible verses, mainly from the Old Testament, that were on the truck. And it seemed to me that it was just a picture of fear. Seems like you don't have to go far today to hear from Christianity, and it's a picture of fear. The evangelism professor Leonard Sweet, he writes that religion, it often spreads fear so it can come along later and sell hope. Think about that truck that day, and it's circling, and I'm guessing at some point that the guy driving the truck would preach a message using the speakers that were on the truck. And we've all heard this message of fear before, that you better get all of this exactly right. You better believe enough. You better not mess up in your life. You better live exactly the way that I think the Bible says you should live. You better know the true meaning of Christmas, or else there's so much fear that can be a part of religion. And yet the message of the angels is, do not be afraid. The message from the Holy One, the message that the angels carries, is fear not. This is the message that God gives. Will Campbell was a Baptist preacher, college chaplain, author. He died about 4 years ago. He went into ministry when he was about 18 years old. And in an interview near the end of his life, he says, "I spent nearly 60 years trying to tell people again and again that God is not a jerk nor a bully." This is a very colloquial way of saying that he tried to tell people to believe the message of the angels. Do not be afraid. Don't be afraid of failing as a disciple. Don't be afraid that God is out to get you. Don't be afraid that you're not good enough. Don't be afraid that the chaos of this world is going to win. Don't be afraid that the hate and violence that we see every day are going to take over. It sure seems like it at times, but they will not take over. So don't be afraid. Don't fear. Or as Will Campbell said, trust that God is not a jerk or a bully. But how do we know? How do we really know that we do not need to be afraid? Because if you look around, there's plenty of fear in our world, and it gets louder and louder and louder every day. Seems that some of our leaders, they just count on our fear increasing in the hopes that it might translate into support of a political agenda. So much of our world is dominated by fear. So how do we know that we do not need to give in to that fear? Our Christian faith, the response, is that we do not need to be afraid either of this world or of God, because we have seen God's face in the baby of Bethlehem. Barbara Brown Taylor, seminary professor, preacher, she has a sermon that she wrote and delivered years ago, and the sermon is kind of a what if, the scene where God tells the angels of heaven that God has worked out a plan that Jesus, the eternal Word, is going to be born and take on flesh. And the sermon in her mind kind of, it speaks to what could have happened in that conversation between God and the angels. And the angels, they talk to God and they say, well, could you at least create yourself as a magical baby with special powers? You know, it wouldn't take much, just the power to become invisible. Maybe the power to hurl lightning bolts if the need arose. The angels all felt that God's baby idea, it was a stroke of genius. But it just lacked safety precautions. God thanked the angels for their concern, but said no. God thought that he would be just a regular baby. How else could God gain the trust of all of his creatures? There was a risk, a high risk. But that was part of what God wanted us to know. That God was willing to risk everything to get close to us in the hopes that we would love Him. God did not have to show us His love by becoming totally helpless and defenseless like a newborn baby. God did not have to reconcile the world in part by trusting that a young peasant girl named Mary and a simple carpenter named Joseph would decide to lean into courage and into fear. You know, God could have shown up on a human throne. God could have showed up in this world with fire and brimstone. God could have come with flames for his eyes. God could have come with the lion's roar. But on Christmas Eve, living in a culture that is just flooded by fear, we proclaim that this is not what God did. That is not the choice that God made. God came into this world through Mary's body, with Joseph's care, surrounded by animals and hay and shepherds. God came into this world crying at the disruption of birth. God came into this world hungry for his mother's milk. God came into this world wanting and needing to be held and cradled and soothed. So despite whatever we hear in our world, in our culture, as followers of Jesus, we are invited. We are called. We are challenged to not be afraid, to fear not. Because we have seen the face of God and we know the depths of God's love. May we all go from this time of worship this morning with the confidence that we can be courageous rather than giving in to fear. That we can trust that God is with us and God is at work through us. That God is at work in this world. That God is doing a new thing. And fear will not rule the day. God is at work through us and in us. Just imagine what could happen in our lives and in this world if we all just decided this morning that we were going to hear the angels' voices and we just weren't going to be afraid anymore. Let us pray. Kind and loving God, may we hear again your message that you send through your messengers, the angels, that we would not be afraid. In a world, in a culture that is given to fear and worry and panic, I pray, God, that we'll know your peace, the peace that comes through the babe of Bethlehem. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Our hymn of response this morning is number 100, Angels from the Realms of Angels We Have Heard on High. Hymn number 100. If God has spoken to you this morning, I invite you to respond as God leads. But let us all respond by singing. Please stand.